If you had $1 billion and you spent $1,000 every day, it would take you 2,740 years to reach zero. Imagine if that's how long it took you to bleed out. From HodgePodge Audio, creators of the award-winning audio dramas Find Us Alive and Hymns for the Road, comes Killionaire, a horror comedy anthology full of guts, gore, and graft. Each standalone episode, you'll hear a different morally bankrupt oligarch face their own gruesome karmic consequences. Complete with stomach-turning sound design and pulse-pounding original music. Listen on your favorite podcast platform starting June 15th, 2026, and visit hodgepodgeaudio.com for updates and information. And may we all have the death we deserve.
Hey, buddy, who's the most liquid businessman on the street?
Greetings and hello, Find Us Alive listeners. It's me, Anna, writer and director, and your guillotine blade. Sharpen me, maybe? It's kind of been a while. Maybe do some basic maintenance? I don't know. I have wonderful news. We have a new show coming up. You may have heard the trailer. Join us on our HodgePodge Originals feed, that's where we published Hymns for the Road, on June 15th for the first episode of Killionaire, our brand new horror comedy anthology. We've got gross and gory sound effects, a new narrator every episode, and fresh new music from Find Us Alive composer Jackson McMurray. Visit our website, hodgepodgeaudio.com, for more information, and let's thank some new patrons. A very special thanks to Tatharnan, Astrid Azalea, Wolf Slayer, Rhea, The Dutch Cultist, Nico Fisher, Sarah Rigoberto, Landline in Space, and Shandine Nez. None of this would be possible without the support of our wonderful patrons, so thank you so much for your generosity. If you want to hear your name at the start of an episode or get other cool stuff like merch, ad-free episodes, and access to exclusive streams, consider supporting us at patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. That's patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you so much, and enjoy the episode.
I wish we could have done better than the incinerator.
Yeah.
And it's not as nice as the one we did for Casey.
We didn't know any of these people. It's not like we could eulogize them properly.
It still feels unfair. It feels like it's about us. Feeling bad for what we did, not something for the people we did it to.
Funerals are never for the dead. They're not here. What do they care? Besides, it's more than what any other D-class would get.
Yeah, but that's...
My point is that you did the best you could, and it doesn't fix anything that's already happened. We suffocated half a dozen people inside a limitless void for science. Best we can do now is not kill anybody else. Yeah?
Yeah, that's... right. Yeah.
For what it's worth, I think you did all right. The fire pit's a nice touch.
We're gonna regret burning all this fuel if the cycle doesn't reset next week.
If we die, we die.
And you're not bothered by psychology glorifying a bunch of criminals?
Are people saying that?
It's... there's a mixed response.
Then no, the fuck? We're a bunch of criminals if you count all the human experimentation.
We won't be able to get the Foundation to stop doing that.
Maybe we can get them to stop using D-Class for 6320 now that they can just use all of us instead. You got all the recording equipment out, right? The drones and shit we sent in there?
Not all of it. Some of the earliest stuff drifted out too far for me to reach without without some kind of propulsion.
Any usable footage?
Yeah, in a sense.
Is there anything...
It's kind of just a lot of footage of people suffocating.
Oh. Right.
You know what I've been You know what I've been thinking about a lot recently?
Hey!
How are the supply runs going?
We've kind of stopped. For now. Klein wants to wait until the cycle turns over so we can see what happens with the stuff we've already brought in.
Have they moved the outpost staff back yet?
Not yet. Nguyen tried to look through some of their stuff to see if we could intercept any messages, but...
We already cannibalized a lot of their equipment to build the Dash 1 pen.
Yeah.
Well, seems to me like it was worth it.
Whatever research is doing with the Dash 1s is making Highway real skittish.
I think we're about to hear more of that when Klein's ready.
Where's Lancaster?
With psychology.
And what are they announcing, anyway?
I'll never tell.
You don't know, do you?
I do know. Kind of.
Thanks for giving me a few minutes of your time, everyone. I know it's been a strange couple weeks, and we all have a lot on our minds. I don't know how you all feel about it, but... my experience going back to the outside sucked. I did not want it to suck. I was in denial for a minute, but in the end, it was what it was. Shit, awful crap. I was demoted, transferred away from my team and the people I've spent years building rapport with, treated simultaneously like a volatile threat and an inexperienced junior researcher. I did not have a good time out there. But more importantly than that, we did valuable research during our time trapped here, and they seemed to disregard all of it. We have made bounding strides forward in the field of extra-dimensional science. Cyto One scrapped most of our work and input, anything that didn't contribute to the containment of our anomaly. They don't appreciate us, as workers or as people. And by this point, we have strayed too far from their mode of operation for them to consider us anything but some kind of rogue element. No grace from them. Consideration for our achievements or survival? Nada. Let me fill in those shoes for just a second, because I think we could all use a pick-me-up right about now. We fucking crushed it! We kicked ass in here, and we kicked ass without their help. And I'm proud of each and every one of you. In light of recent events and actions taken by Cyto One, and with the input of the psychology department and several other team leads, I would like to motion that the staff of former research site 107 defect from the Foundation in order to pursue our own work under our own direction.
What sweet.
Right.
I wish I could say it was a unanimous decision.
Most of us were on board.
But not all of us.
Makes all the sense in the world. This ain't a small decision.
Fuck the Foundation.
Not entirely. We have to play nice a little bit.
Obviously we can't. We don't have the firepower to break off by force.
We'll need to negotiate.
Some people from containment brought up that we can't possibly defect when our site is almost entirely built with Foundation tech.
And depending on the, on what happens with the reset, we probably can't do anything about that.
The Foundation is dangerous.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. That's the thing people are scared about.
They already want to kill us.
But that just means we don't have much to lose.
Unless they trick us.
Which they won't, because we have plans.
But eventually...
after some very spirited debate...
someone threw a shoe.
We reached an agreement.
We're defecting. We are leaving the Foundation. Or trying to.
Which means we need a plan.
I just don't get why it has to be her and not anybody else.
She's the quietest member of security that we have.
The others can be quiet.
Not like I can.
Exactly. She's nondescript. People miss her all the time. That's how she got the job.
And my photo.
Yeah. The termination order will have gone out with our ID photos. And she's not wearing her glasses and mask in that.
Or my hat.
Or her hat. It'll buy her time, at least.
And I'm the only person in security who can sit still.
Also that.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I trust you. I'm just anxious.
I'll be fine. I have a gun.
But let's keep shooting at people to a minimum. All you have to do is watch the seismograph and write down anything that stands out.
What else? Have we got the next load of medicine in yet?
Not yet. It's on our list before we lock down, but the clinic is pretty hard to reach past all the quake aftermath.
Are we supposed to get all that, like, 2 days ago?
Emmanuel has to use a bicycle to get to and from town. Takes a while. And obviously her loads have to be smaller.
Can we send more people out?
Not at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And it'll only be for 48 hours, maximum.
Yes.
We only need to make sure it's actually working. If it's not, and you see or feel more tremors out there, no need to wait. Nobody wants you out there longer than you have to be. But without Cordell, we don't have any other way to check.
I'll come right back.
You better.
So what's the problem?
You feel that?
Yes.
We can't get the little tremors to stop.
I was not under the impression that was ever going to be an option.
I'd like it to be. Gonna get annoying.
You can't feel it upstairs.
Masterson says they can detect it in the lab.
Detect it?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a lab. Tiny movement can really fuck things up.
Maybe we'll need to move things around.
We can measure for it. Find a way to mark off the areas with tremoring from the printer.
We could color code.
The areas?
You know, like a parking garage.
Dr. Harley, report to the red level. Dr. Harley, please, report to the red level.
As long as my office gets to be on the magenta level.
Our building is already confusing enough.
You think orange level is somehow going to be more confusing than Wing AE-1.
A fair point. You know what? If we're splitting from the Foundation entirely, what do we need intra-organizational standardization for?
Can I pick the paint colors?
You're kinda overgrown, but that should be okay. Maybe it'll give you extra arms? I don't know if you're even gonna be in the same shape. I guess we'll both find out. Shows that you're alive. That's important, right? We need to get people in and out faster, or we're never gonna get through Klein's big-ass list. Not before they send people back to the staff outpost, at least. I bet we've got, 2 days, tops. Which is why your job is very important. It's so weird that I can still do this. It's like muscle memory, but also not. I don't actually remember what a Dash 1 really looks like, but when I start making one, it just kind of happens. Okay, I don't remember if you're bigger or smaller than him. It's been a while since I saw his original form. But I do know one thing. You are so much lumpier. Lump truck.
I've got 20 minutes.
Thank you.
These buckets aren't that big. Gotta be, 50 pounds? Security got him in just fine.
Yeah, but I have to weigh all of them. And it would be nice to not exhaust my strength entirely before I'm done.
You should work out more. 21 kilos.
All right, next one.
Are you worried about the reset?
No. Worst case scenario, we lose some supplies.
Well, worst case scenario, there isn't a reset at all.
I honestly feel like it's somewhat difficult to be worried about that kind of thing at this point.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about everything reappearing in BH9 after all, and then being enlisted to haul it back up to the kitchen.
The buckets are round. Have you tried rolling them?
Do you think they've killed Cordell?
No.
Last time I heard from her, she was basically screaming.
I think she's probably been amnestized.
That is also bad.
Yeah, not as bad, though. You became her friend once. You could do it again.
Maybe.
When you do the, when you make the call, she might not even be the one answering.
I wish she was here. I wish we could save all of them.
Well, if this plan works, Harley, that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
The inventory list has been delivered to Millward. He's memorizing it so we don't have to use tattoo space cataloging all the new supplies we brought in.
Food and general supplies are easy to track. I'm more worried about the electronic parts.
Do you have the schematics for the Rift pen tattooed on someone yet?
The pen is on Dr. Ford's back. The printer is on Mosler's thigh.
I'm surprised they still have that much real estate left.
They were rogue faction. They never had much reason to write anything down.
And us? The humans? Where are we positioning ourselves?
I'm thinking we keep everybody out of BH4 and spread out as much as we can. Even though we weren't here for the last reset, research believes we'll be reappearing in the positions we came back in from.
Dorms might be the easiest way to organize that, then.
Yeah, good thinking.
How long will it take us to have the pen and printer back up and running?
We can get another pen going as soon as we turn over. 3 days? 5 tops once we factor in sorting through the newer imports. A week if things really get weird or if we have to go out for supplies all over again.
And the printer?
Longer, but we can do its job manually. Gonna have to be on guard for larger tremors with that, though.
Could we take all of that out?
All of what?
Could we move the pen, the printer, and the dump truck machine to the outside until the cycle rolls over? Then we wouldn't have to rebuild them every time. And once we brought them back in as fully complete machines, that's how they would reset the next time, if newly introduced materials roll over the same way everything else does.
You are a genius. This is why I hired you.
Carson hired me.
Over and out.
An approximate 15 minutes until our next potential reset, soon to be defected Site 107 personnel. To ease our analysis of this cycle's habits, which are clearly different from our original circumstances, Dr. Klein would like to request that everyone return to their dormitory until further notice. I repeat, please return to your dormitories and stay put.
And, security, to BH-9. We need help getting the machines out.
With the exception of security. Security, please report to BH-9. Klein needs your fastest assistance with something.
Everything is secure?
Yeah, Ingrid's got it.
You've got your gun?
What are you, my mom?
Do you have it or not?
I just had it.
I left it on the desk upstairs.
Thank you. See?
Rediger, you ready?
Mm.
All right. We'll send him out with a note once the cycle ticks over. If anyone else comes down that elevator, use the pens to get back in.
What about the dump truck machine? And the printer?
Can you lift either of them by yourself?
Because
if you can't, leave them. You're more important.
Got it.
Almost time. Grab hold.
Are you ready, boy? See you in 10 minutes!
Love and Rediger are out.
Site 107, please report to your dormitories as quickly as possible. I will begin the final countdown at 15 seconds. Remember, following the reset, should one occur, please wait in place until further instructions. Should a reset not occur at the predicted time, same deal. We aren't as exact with the numbers as we would like to be. There are several new factors going into this one, so your patience and cooperation are appreciated. But let's plan on that best-case scenario, shall we? According to research, we should be reappearing at the same positions as in the last incident, when we came back here. Containment and security will report to the... Oh, okay, so 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... All right. Here's the plan. First, we get Love and Rediger back from the outside.
It's been 10 minutes.
Okay. Pull the lever. No, that other one. Goodbye, dump truck! Here, let me see. It works! We're good, let's go!
On three.
One, two, three!
Second, catalog and organize all the new supplies.
They couldn't have brought us, I don't know, a wagon or something?
Harley, they're not that heavy.
Shut up! You're just as sweaty as me!
Yeah, but I'm not complaining about it.
I'm not built to lift 50 pounds of rice!
Well, how much does your radio pack weigh?
If that thing weighs 50 pounds, then 50 pounds of radio is different. Finally!
At least we actually got all of it back.
I was expecting it all to get amalgamated together down there.
That didn't happen to us.
I suppose not. Who knows? Maybe the anomaly considers the air around the objects to be part of them somehow, and that's why they don't mesh together.
My head's gonna start hurting if we think too much about that.
Third, we go over the seismograph readings from Rediger's time on the outside.
Nothing?
Nothing big. I don't know what's normal.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm sure as long as there's nothing larger than this baseline here, we're probably good. I mean, look. This corresponds almost exactly with when we started the printer up. Which means, as far as we can tell, we did it. It works.
Fourth,
Bring in the printer and the exterior dump truck machine.
Are you sure you don't want to help with it?
Yeah, security's got it. He likes them. I gotta go check on something.
Do I get to know what that is?
Yeah, once it's done. And if it works.
Fifth, officiate the lockdown.
Personnel of what used to be Foundation Site 107, if there was anything else you wanted to get from the outside world, you should have done it an hour ago when we announced last call. The shop is closed until further notice, possibly indefinitely, depending on word from Harley.
Sixth, make the call.
You ready?
I'm ready. Good evening, Overwatch Command. I'm sure that at this point I need not introduce myself. I believe it is in both our best interest for us to have a good, long chat.
Episode 69 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Klein is Tosh Ritter. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardal. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. Original music by Jackson McMurray. If you like our show and want to support us, sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.